Madam Chair, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, may I, on behalf of UNCTAD, bid you all welcome to this 36th session of the Intergovernmental Working Group of Experts on International Standards of Accounting and Reporting, and bid you welcome to the UN Village in Geneva. As you've heard from others, this refurbished and beautiful looking elegant room is being used for the first time by you. And may I, on behalf of this meeting, express our appreciation to the government of Qatar for giving this donation of a major investment in refurbishing of this facility to us in Geneva. May I also start by expressing my regret and my apologies that I've held up such an important meeting for such a long time. My colleagues here know we are in the middle of a major intergovernmental exercise. And for the last 2.5 hours, I've been meeting with ambassadors and UN agencies based in Geneva. Our biggest bosses are ambassadors. I cannot tell them, stop talking, I have to go to start a meeting. And I have to sit there and look like I'm happy to listen to them for the next 2.5 hours, delaying everybody else. That said, I want to express our appreciation to Ambassador Andrew Staines, the outgoing chair, for very efficient and competent running of the affairs of ISA. And thank you very much for your leadership. Thank you very much. I received very generous comments about your leadership from my secretariat. And we very much welcome the new leadership, Aman Bekturova, and your deputy, Madame Bogert, that we at the Secretariat of UNCTAD will try our best to facilitate your work and to give you the backup necessary to realize your aspirations. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, at the Climate Action Summit that was held parallel to the UNGA at the UN headquarters late last month, a number of important commitments were made. 77 countries committed to net zero carbon emission by 2050. 130 banks, representing one-third of global banking sector, signed up to align their business with the Paris Agreement objectives and sustainable development goals. A group of the world's largest asset managers, responsible for directing more than $2 trillion, committed to move to carbon neutral investment portfolios by the year 2030. And asset managers representing half of the world's investment capital, about $34 trillion, demanded urgent climate action and called on the global leaders to put a meaningful price on carbon and phase out fossil fuel subsidies and thermal coal power worldwide. These developments have a clear implication on how enterprises will raise capital and design their products. The demand for climate-oriented information is growing. Understanding that inadequate information can lead to the mispricing of assets and misallocation of capital, more and more financial decision makers are demanding information on the business risks and opportunities associated with climate change. Enterprise reporting has a critical role to play in this regard. This is why we at UNCTAD 14 in Nairobi, 3 years ago, launched an initiative which has culminated in the publication of the guidance on core indicators for entity reporting on contribution towards implementation of sustainable development goals. In the event that you haven't already collected a copy, I understand that there are copies of this publication available at the entrance to this room. When properly implemented, the core indicators can facilitate behavioral change from a business as usual mindset to one that can make a real contribution to the private sector's efforts at sustainability. It is my hope that this important line of work will continue and be strengthened by the benefit of ring-fencing corporate, environmental, social, and governance gains across the world. Together with ISA's other important work on international financial reporting standards, as well as on whole of government accounting, I wish you much success in your important deliberations and look forward to your continued engagement with our organization. Thank you very much for your kind attention.